You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I'm thrilled to welcome my friend and Ratatouille the Musical's Dan Mertzloff to the show today. I'm also so excited to welcome Broadway's amazing Adam Roberts. As if that wasn't incredible enough, the amazing Gemma Greenbaum, along with Broadway Kids Auditions founder Kurt Dominey, is here. Finally, I'm so excited to round out our special holiday episode as we go on with the show with Madeline Wittig, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Today's episode kicks off the sixth season of the Early Night Show. It's definitely a great one, packed with incredible and creative talent to celebrate this milestone as well as the holiday season. Today we, and anyone else who celebrates, wrap up the celebration of the Festival of Lights. So happy last day of Hanukkah to those who celebrate. When I used to celebrate Hanukkah on tour with A Christmas Story several years ago, my friends who weren't Jewish thought I was so lucky to get 8 presents, one for each night of Hanukkah. In theory, that is true. But here's a song I reorchestrated and repurposed that tells the truth about the presents. On the first night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me socks. Don't get me wrong, I do love the presents. I also really love this time of year, the chill in the air, the holiday songs, the hot chocolate, and of course, snow. To this Floridian, the prospect of snow never gets old. Speaking of snow,
oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The past few days in MIC were definitely snowy. It's the perfect weather to listen to some good music while sipping on hot chocolate. Speaking of good music, my first guest certainly creates a lot of it. I am so excited to welcome my friend and incredible music director, orchestrator, composer, and arranger, Ratatouille's Dan Mertzloff, to the Early Night Show. Hi, Dan!
Hi, Joshua. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on. I've been such a fan for so long, and then we worked together, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is fun to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show. I know that this pandemic has been a really hard time for all of us, but you are definitely making the absolute most of a challenging situation.
Yeah, it's been quite wild to try to stay creative during this time. I mean, we've collaborated on a couple things for Avatar, the last Airbender parody musical. That was really what started me on the TikTok train. I had been posting things on TikTok before, but that first A Girls of Bossing Say video that then you duetted, adding the Zuko, and I was like, who is this? He's brilliant. And then I like made the connection. I was like, oh, like I know this guy. Like I just didn't realize who it was. That was my first video that like took off. And I was like, oh, like parody songs do well on this platform. And that led to me doing the grocery store musical and then Ratatouille, which now has, you know, taken on a life of its own. And then along with the Late Late Show. I know I'm from like the Late Late Show to the Very Early Show. The whole gambit of television.
Yeah, you like very versatile on the times of which your videos are released.
Yes, exactly.
But I find it so funny that it was, I remember when you first released that video, it was on my For You page, it was Girls of Bossing Say. And I'm like, I have to do this. This is too amazing not to. And I didn't, and that just sort of started everything.
Well, yeah, because it was, what was it? Although they're just so far away, Uncle, won't you please just stop? Like all of those, like those Zuko lines. Because it was just me and the piano that first time when you added, and then we did like the full orchestration one because. But even just the one at the piano, like, really took off, which was so surprising to me because it wasn't produced. And then when we, like, did the whole thing, that's when it, like, really did well.
Yeah. It's, and, like, obviously you're an incredible musician, music director, arranger, orchestrator, composer, and singer. But you're also, like, an amazing TikToker. What's the best thing for you about posting on TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I really love TikTok for so many reasons, and I think the main thing is the what the For You page is and how that algorithm works, and basically that you don't need followers for people to see your videos. You don't if it's a good video, it's gonna do well. That's just how it goes. So I think that's what I really love about TikTok is connecting with lots of people who I have no idea who they are. The only reason that we're interacting is because we have similar interests based on what we like. So, you know, like my stuff is really niche. Like it's weird musical theater parody, but the reason people like it is because TikTok is like, hey, this person likes weird musical theater stuff. And I bet you they might like this guy's stuff. So it's like, it's you kind of find like those little weird little circles within TikTok of people who love the same stuff you do. Where if you think about like Instagram or Twitter, it's like, you know, the same, your same few hundred people like your photos every time, and then like you maybe can get followers another way. But TikTok, it's like if you have one good video, people will come rushing.
So I saw that you were also on James Corden's show, right? Like that's amazing. How did that like all happen?
Yeah, that was wild, but I still kind of can't believe that happened. So basically after I did the grocery store musical, which is an arrangement of New York Summer by Louisa Melcher, his team reached out and said, hey, we really like this. We'd love to work with you on something. And I was like, okay. So we had a couple meetings with a producer and a writer, and we sort of came up with the idea of Thanksgiving musical. And then basically it just became like, I kept waiting for them to be like, thank you so much. This was nice. And they said this in the first meeting, like a lot of times we explore things and they don't end up making it to air. But you know, that's just how it is. And they were very upfront about that. And I was fine with that. But we came up with a concept, and then I wrote like 10 different versions of the, like just my song, like just my part. And then they, all of the EPs and James and all the writers listened to it and picked which one they wanted. So then came back to me and we started crafting the characters and figuring out what those characters might say. Because like on TikTok, obviously when people would duet it, I didn't have a say in what was happening. But with this one, I wrote out every single part individually, which is why it like really specifically like lines up in certain ways. So it was like just lots of back and forth. And then, when like, I didn't even believe it was going to go to air until it was on the air. Like even after we had filmed it, I was like, I don't know, like something might happen that it won't make it to air, just cause it was so unreal. But his team was amazing. I loved collaborating with them, but I really had no idea that any of those Broadway royalty were going to be in it. He just, from the whole idea from the beginning, it was going to be a Late Late Show family Thanksgiving, because you know they have the in-house band, they have the like a lot of the writers and producers are performers, so it was just going to be like a way to celebrate the team, which like would have been awesome. But yeah, I had no idea I would be getting like the top tier of Broadway.
So it seems like the latest big TikTok craze is the Ratatouille musical. What made you start writing it?
You know, it's funny where I was kind of like grocery store, all of that stuff had died down. And I was like, I just want to like keep writing something. So one of my friends named Rocky, who went viral on TikTok this summer for his song, I'm an Accountant. I don't know if you know that one. I love.
No, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm an accountant. Bottom bump. Yeah. Nobody asks you questions when you say you're an accountant. It's so funny. What do you do? I'm an accountant. I love it. He actually tagged me in a comment on Emily Jacobson's video, who sang the original song, and said, is this the next grocery store musical? And I listened to it and I was like, this is funny. One, people already like sort of know it. It's like pretty popular already as a meme. And like, what a better way to like end a show than may the world remember your name. Like, that's just like how you end a show, you know? So I was like, I'm going to give it the full Broadway Alan Menken treatment, like all of that. Yeah. So I decided to give it that and posted it and thought it would do well, but never did I imagine, it would take off in the way it did and become like, now we have a concert on January 1st to benefit the Actors Fund. And we've sold so many tickets already. Like, we broke Today Tickets a couple of times on the first day because people were just flooding to it, which, like, you know, when in a time we don't have theater is so exciting. And like the sleepless nights I've been having and stress dreams will all be worth it eventually.
Well, I bet no matter what, it's going to be absolutely amazing.
Let's hope so.
I absolutely love that the Ratatouille musical is a benefit for the Actors Fund. I'm such a supporter of the Actors Fund, as the Early Night Show helps to support them. I think I was like first involved with the Actors Fund when I played young Ebenezer in the Actors Fund's benefit concert of Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, which was so much fun. And I really can't wait to see what they do with Ratatouille. I also love the holiday season. What do you think about singing a holiday song with me?
I would love nothing more than that. I have to tell you something. I love Christmas more than anything in the whole wide world. It's my favorite time of year. I just think it's so magical, and it's about loving and caring about other people and being with your family and being with the ones you care about and the people you love. And I just, like, what's better than that? To celebrate the people that you love. So yeah, I would love to do that.
Yay! Well, here we go.
Who's a million miles away? When he meets me, who knows what he'll see? But deep down I know I shouldn't be afraid, 'cause he's bound to be a lot like me. And we'll make angels in the snow, till the snow begins to blow. Then we'll run inside and start a tickle fight. And if it's too cold to sled, we'll eat gingerbread instead, and then cuddle till he tucks me in at night. And we'll have our pictures taken for the Christmas cards we're making, him and me in suits of matching plaid. And when people see us walking, they'll be Google-eyed and gawking at Bunny and the Bird. Miss it for a million gumdrops. Call and scrape my knee, use that knee for me, and make my boo-boo better in a jiff. And if I should get a cold, or just allergies from mold, he'll do some typey with his own handkerchief. And if everything's turned moonful, I know that there's a room full of hugs and jokes to make me feel less bad. I can't hide my admiration for this perfect combination of Bunny and the world's greatest dad. To be everything you'd expect of me. I'm
amazing, Dan. I can't wait to watch the magic that you're creating in Ratatouille the Musical. Make sure to follow him on TikTok and Instagram for some more amazing musical content. My next guest is an incredible multi-hyphenate performer who is starring in the Broadway National Tour of Miss Saigon until COVID paused performances. He's one of the stars appearing with me in the Dance Molinari Holiday Hop on December 21st at 7 p.m. I'm so happy to welcome the incredible Adam Roberts to the Early Night Show. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Joshua. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Feeling festive and ready for the snow today. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the snow. My sister absolutely loves when it snows out.
I can't wait. Tell me, how's life? How's 2020 for you?
It's 2020. I think that's all that can be said. It's a hectic year, but it's we're making the most of it.
You are, and you're nailing it. Like, I'm so proud of you watching all of your success with your writing and your composing and your show and you being the host with the most. It's amazing. I'm just so proud and I'm inspired by you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm so inspired by you and I'm so, so happy to have you on the Early Night Show. I think that the last time I saw you in person was right before you left for the Miss Saigon tour and before I was in Forbidden Broadway, which feels like such a long time ago.
I mean, it was probably what? I left maybe like fall of 2018, so it's been a few years.
Oh, wow.
And you've probably grown like a few inches since then, right?
Probably.
Yeah, we were, what was the last class we did? It was at DMO, Champion Studios. Was it like a, maybe like a Fosse class or like a jazz class?
Oh, yeah.
That's been the awesome part too, like teaching with them over the years and getting to see you sort of like grow and expand your vocabulary. Like every time I would teach a class, I'm like, look at him, like learning new skills, like up in the ante, just getting better and better. It's incredible. That's my favorite part of the job.
One of my favorite things about touring is visiting so many amazing cities. Did you have a favorite city that you visited on tour?
Ooh, that's tough. You're exactly right, though. The travel aspect is by far what makes tour for me. I don't know. We were in LA for a month at the Pantages, and it was just like one of those like perfect months. Like every single day was amazing. I lived across the street from the stage door, so like the convenience to get to work was awesome. Like Hollywood Boulevard, you know, the weather was just pristine. I had a car so I could drive everywhere, have a bunch of friends there. So I would say just the best time in LA. And one of my favorite surprise cities that I was like, oh, who knew, was Madison, Wisconsin. Never would have picked that city as like, oh, that's a top contender. And I also really loved Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ooh, those are all like such amazing places.
Such amazing places. So much to offer, like cute coffee shops, amazing restaurants, like a thriving downtown scene. Loved it.
Yeah, and like we were like back on tour, we were all able to like travel together and traveling all across like the world. And
yeah.
But not performing live is so hard right now. Like, cause COVID and we're not able to travel anywhere really.
Right.
I was in New York City rehearsing for the new musical Trevor when it seemed like the world sort of stopped. And yep. I'm just really hopeful that with the new vaccines that are coming out, theater will be able to resume soon.
I agree. I think we're on the, it's just encouraging to know that I think we're on the flip side of it soon to come and that there's hope down the road and that we'll resume theater in the near future. And the thing I love most about the Broadway community is that it's just that, it's a community. It's like, we are all in this together. We're all here for each other. And we're all helping get each other through this, which has been the best part of not getting to work. It's just being there for each other.
Right. And I know that you made your Broadway debut in Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and you were also in Pippin, which I actually may have seen you in. Do you have a favorite memory of either of those shows?
I mean, I could have never in a million years prepared to be in Spider-Man on Broadway. It was such a fluke thing. You know, I had my audition and they were like, are you afraid of heights? And they kind of like trained me on the job. And I was like, what is my life? Like, what steps led me here? What's going on? But my favorite part of being in Spider-Man was the stunts, like the acrobatics and everything like that. So one of the tricks I got to do was the first time you see Spider-Man, the stage is on hydraulics. It goes up and I do a, it's called a gainer. I do a backflip and I landed on the proscenium and just you know, the front row was like filled with kids every night, and just getting to like see their faces light up. They were so enthralled. They were so excited, and just getting to be, it's every little boy's dream to be Spider-Man. And I was like a real life action hero. So getting to do that and sort of witness that moment every single night for 2.5 years, whew, and I survived to tell the tale. Pippin, I think it was just like one of those shows you're just so proud to be in. It was such a beautiful, well fleshed out, well directed, well cast production. And every show I do, I give my all, but there was something about that show that just every night you really wanted to like leave it out on the stage. I was just so proud of the show. You know what I mean? Just like by the time the finale came every night, most of us were just in tears because they kind of strip everything away, including, you know, the personalities and the veneer of perfection. And you were all just like sobbing, you know, vulnerable on stage. It was just such a beautiful production to be of. And just everyone that got to witness it, they were just like, wow, like that show was mesmerizing. So just getting to be part of that company and crew and cast was incredible.
In addition to being an incredible actor, singer, and dancer, you're also an amazing songwriter. Where can our listeners and viewers check out your original music?
Thank you. Well, if you go to Instagram, I'm at AdamAnt9 on Instagram. If you Spotify, iTunes, any streaming platform service, I have 3 singles out so far, more music to come. And I have a little YouTube channel if you type in Adam Roberts.
Oh, yay. I am so, so excited to listen to all of your music. I know firsthand how amazing you are as a dancer, since I was so fortunate to take classes with you at Dance Molinari. How did you first get started teaching with Dance Molinari?
I think I found out about the company through a friend. I was teaching with another organization called Broadway Classroom through Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS and the Actors Fund. And a friend of mine was like, there's other amazing teaching opportunities. I definitely caught the bug. And I was like, I love teaching. It's so rewarding. How can I continue doing this? And he sort of tipped me off because he was working with Janine and DMO. So I had an interview with Janine. I kind of came in and took, I think maybe you were there. I took a few tap classes and then she let me teach like, you know, a few 8 counts to see my teaching method and everything like that. And it was just a fit from the beginning. I loved the sort of organization that she ran. I love how she ran it. It seemed very family oriented. And you could just palpably like feel the love and the care that was put towards teaching the kids. And I just loved, it was really unique because I loved the idea that we're helping mold and sculpt these kids that are maybe either aspiring to be on Broadway or that have already been doing Broadway, off-Broadway regional productions and that are trying to sort of just like, you know, sharpen their toolkit a little bit. And, you know, a lot of the performers were more actor oriented and that were trying to get more into dance because, as you know, these days they're like, can you sing a high C while doing a back tuck, while juggling, while riding a unicycle, while playing the violin? Yeah. You have to be able to do everything and be sort of like well-versed. So just seeing these youngsters realizing that from an early age and us getting to sort of take what we've learned and gleaned over the years and sort of, you know, mold and sculpt like clay. That was my favorite part of the job. And I've probably been with a company now for maybe 4 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I am just so, so excited to be a part of Dance Molinari's 21st annual Holiday Hop with you this year.
Yes.
Also, it is virtual this year. It's going to be an amazing event on December 21st at 7 p.m. to support the Holy Apostle Soup Kitchen. Yep. I really do hope that our listeners and viewers check it out. For tickets and to make a donation to support the kitchen, please go to www.dancemolinari.com. What do you think about singing a holiday song with me?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Ooh, what song would you like to sing and why?
One of my favorite every year that I kind of harken back to is This Christmas by Hathaway. It's so groovy. It has the vibe, the vocals, the music. It just like hits me right there every time. Let's do it.
Cool. Here we go.
Happy holidays, everybody.
hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as I trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me, yeah, yeah. Shake your hand now. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheering you, 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 you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Woo! Shake your hand, shake your hand. Joshua.
Wonderful, Adam. I hope to be able to dance with you again in person soon. Until then, please make sure to go to dancemolinari.com to make a donation to support the Holy Apostle Soup Kitchen and join us at the Holiday Hop on December 21st at 7 p.m. In addition to the Dance Molinari Holiday Hop, the amazing Broadway Kids Auditions has an upcoming cabaret to support a really, really great cause on December 19th. I'm so happy to welcome Gemma Greenbaum and Kurt Dominey to tell us more about it. Hi, Gemma and Kurt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm so happy to have you both on the Early Night Show.
Yay.
I'm so happy to be here.
Gemma, how has school been going for you? Are you in online school or like in person?
School's been going great. I go to Cedarbrook Middle School, which is a part of the Cheltenham School District, which is just outside of Philadelphia. And school has been online since March. It was actually shut down about 4 days. I think it was shut down on the 9th, and it was shut down 4 days before our school show. We were putting on 13, and I was playing Patrice. So hopefully that is just postponed, and we get to put that on when all this is back to normal. But it was shut down, and it's been amazing because of this technology. We've been online, and I don't know how we do this in another era because all of this online stuff, like, I have no clue how I'd be able to do that. And my incredible teachers have helped me along the way, and all of the students, and our dedicated principal, Mr. Taylor, to just make it a rich experience for each person every day. And we're even able to do all these clubs and extracurricular activities. And I'm very grateful that we get to do this. And I used to do online school, so I have a little bit of experience with this, because when I played Matilda at the Walnut Street Theater, it was the first regional production. So it was for 4 months. And I had to do online school during that time. I did a combination of home school and online school. So I do miss my friends and seeing everybody in person each day. But just having this online experience is incredible. And I'm so lucky that I get to do it.
Yeah, like, I'm so thankful for this virtual environment and being able to
still perform and sing and do, well, keep the arts alive during this time. Speaking of the arts, how have you remained connected to the arts during this extended intermission?
The main thing that I think that's like helped me with this is my attic. I'm actually in it right now, and I have created it into a performing arts studio. I've been taking all of my dance classes and acting classes and voice lessons up here. I even have a tap floor and a ballet bar, and I have this space where I can get away from the noise, and I've been doing rehearsal shows, and all thanks to this technology with Zoom and other platforms, I've actually been able to take more classes than I would be doing online than in person, because most of my classes that I take are in New York, which is not a problem. It's just a train ride away. I love New York, and it's super easy to get there. But now I can take multiple classes a day just with like a click of a button through Zoom. And a lot of people tell me that the expression grab the brass ring kind of girl, which I can't get enough of these classes. I have all this like free time to do this, and I'm doing it on days, nights, and weekends, and I just love it. There's nothing I don't love about it.
Kurt, I heard that you founded something called Broadway Kids Auditions. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. I founded Broadway Kids Auditions in 2013 in New York City. And we are a coaching company that does coachings and workshops and performances for kids ages 8 to 18, most of whom are professionally driven or who have a passion for musical theater and acting and TV film. So we do that through coaching sessions, workshops, and industry workshops. And when this pandemic hit, we were able to take all of our classes and put them online. And we've been able to create online performances, as well as having a lot of people in the arts community come and teach for us. People like Alex Brightman and Renee Rapp and Taylor Louderman and Jeremy Jordan. And tomorrow we have Christian Borrell. And we have a lot of really cool people who've given their time and energy to teaching our students. We do a lot of private coaching work through with various members of our staff who are voice technique teachers, our monologue coaches, TV film teachers, musical theater, building your rep, all that stuff. And one of the biggest components that we've done is started with donations. So we actually have raised this last year almost $20,000 for various donations such as the Actors Fund and True Colors United, and the Black Visions Collective.
That's incredible. Gemma, how has being involved with Broadway Kids Auditions helped you, especially during this crazy time?
So I first met Broadway Kids Auditions right after Matilda. I was taking a class with a friend, and we were in New York for the day, which was seeing Beetlejuice on Broadway, and I really can't enough. I connected with Kurt immediately. He was so genuine, caring, and just the real deal. And since Corona, I've been taking multiple classes, private lessons with Kurt, dance classes with Angela, and cabarets and shows and showcases, and perfecting my craft and preparing for whatever comes next. And BKA has really changed my life for the better. I really can't say that enough. I think I just quoted Wicked, but you're really an absolute angel in my life. And I look forward to lessons every day with and classes and workshops with BKA. And it's just filling my life with joy during this unsettling time for everyone. I think everyone has something to gain out of BKA. And I'm lucky enough that I get to use it almost every day during the week. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory of being in a production with Broadway Kids Auditions?
I think my favorite memory would be when we put on Sing Your Own Song, which is a Zoomsicle, which I got to be in, and I got to work with these incredibly talented kids and creative team, people who I'm still friends with and still connect with, and putting it together, I don't know how they did it. It was just like magic. I could never do the technology, and we were so grateful to have our choreographer and our director and our musical director. And I did it during the weekends and during my own time. And there were so many puzzle pieces and moving parts, and just the magical moment of watching this show all come together via Facebook Live was also like magic. And my favorite part of watching it was the ending number, which was everyone was bowing, and we all were doing our choreography, seeing each person in their little groups during their own thing. me feel awesome. It was just so stellar seeing all of these people come together and create this amazing show, and just seeing the final number of everyone who's all of their songs and each of their specific numbers doing it all together, it warmed my heart. It was amazing.
So I know that you guys have an upcoming holiday benefit cabaret and that you do a lot to support organizations in the community. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we have our online cabaret coming up on Saturday, December 19th, 5 o'clock. And it'll be streamed live on YouTube. So the whole point of the cabaret is to give every one of our artists, our students, an opportunity to perform, to do anything that they want to do that showcases them, while also taking any profits that we make. A portion of those profits will go to the True Colors United, which is Cindy Lauper's organization that helps homeless youth, especially those who identify as LGBTQIA and children of color. So that's something that we're always looking to be able to give to those organizations and really combine service with using the art to be of service to others.
That's absolutely amazing. How can viewers and listeners get involved with Broadway Kids Auditions?
You can go to our website at www.broadwaykidsauditions.com. You can also go to our Instagram page, which is Broadway Kids Auditions, or check us out on Facebook. But the best way is probably to go to our website, www.broadwaykidsauditions.com, and see our website, because that'll really give you an overview of what all of our programming is.
So Gemma, what about singing a song with me today?
I would love to.
What song would you like to sing, and why did you select it?
I would like to sing Wait a Bit from the musical Just So, and it was selected for me during Sing Your Own Song. Each kid was selected. They carefully picked each song for each kid, which was awesome. And it was just a tribute to the directors. I feel so connected to the song. It tells a story, and I'm drawn to those kind of songs. That's what I look for in each song that I'm performing. And the message is not giving up and to persevere and living in the moment, which is really what I'm all about. I think of it each every day when I wake up out of my bed. And it's awesome that I'm so honored that I get to sing it with you. I admire your work, and I'm so thrilled to be here with her, and getting to do this is just awesome. And I'm so happy that we get to promote BKA, because it's really incredible.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. And I am so, so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Why are those things you admire most in others the hardest to find in yourself? What is it about seems to determine I'm destined to life on the shelf? This wait a bit character waiting to find whatever it is that I lack. Whenever they ask the real me to step forward, the real me takes a step back. Wait a bit, am I just not surface?
wonderful, Gemma. Thank you and Kurt for telling us all about the wonderful Broadway Kids auditions and Holiday Benefit Cabaret benefiting True Colors United on December 19th at 5 p.m. Make sure to go to Gemma's Instagram, at Gemma Blue, or Broadway Kids Auditions Instagram, at Broadway Kids Auditions, or their Facebook to get your tickets and support True Colors United. To close today's special holiday episode, I am so excited to welcome Madeline Wittig from Spotlight Kids to go...
on with the show!
Hi, Madeline!
Hi!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the early night show!
Thank you for having me.
Of course. How's school been going for you during the pandemic?
Well, it's my senior year of high school, and it's definitely very different this year. I'm just glad we're in person, so I get to see my friends most days, and I don't know, it's just a tough year for everybody.
I know that you're very, very active with the amazing performance group Spotlight Kids. How has your involvement with them helped you go on the show during this extended intermission?
Yeah, the Spotlight Kids have given me so many different opportunities. At the start of the quarantine, we got to work with different Broadway performers and we did different workshops. It's awesome. Every week we have a Zoom and we have a lot of fun because we're all like a big family and it takes our mind off of everything and it's so much fun.
Now I know that Spotlight Kids has some cabarets coming up for some incredible causes. Can you tell us about them?
Of course, yeah. This weekend we actually have 3 different cabarets. On Friday we have the Lyrics for a Cause, which is going to benefit Malignant Hypothermia Association. And then Friday and Saturday we have the Spotlight Kids cabarets, which are directed by Sandy Kosterner, who is our director, and they are going to feature Broadway performers and national members. And then we also have some other talented performers who range from the ages 4 to 18, I believe.
Wow. Yeah. Where can our listeners and viewers find out more information?
So you can go to the Spotlight Kids Instagram page, which is at Spotlight Kids, and all of these are going to be posted on the Facebook page, and all of them are going to start at 6 p.m.
Those cabarets are definitely an incredible way to bring some music and love into homes everywhere for amazing causes, especially during this time when Broadway is unfortunately paused. Speaking of Broadway, is there a show that you can't wait to see when Broadway reopens?
So as soon as I saw that they were making Mrs. Doubtfire, I wanted to see it. And I always loved the movie, so I cannot wait till Broadway reopens. I can't wait.
Do you have a dream role for a Broadway show?
As soon as I saw Mean Girls, I wanted to play Regina George. I am not a mean girl like in real life, but I just wanted to play that role so bad.
Your voice is amazing, so you would be amazing as Regina. Since today is our very special holiday-themed early night show, I would love to sing a song with you that's holiday. What song would you like to sing, and why did you select it?
I chose Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I think that during this time we just need some love and we need some light and we need to have a Merry Christmas despite all of this that's going on, so that's why I chose that song.
Well, I am so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, I
Madeline. Make sure to check out Spotlight Kids on Instagram at Spotlight Kids with a Z for more information about the cabaret. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Dan Merksluft, Adam Roberts, Gemma Greenbaum, Kurt Domini, and Madeline Wittig. Make sure to check out dancemolinari.com for the holiday hop on Monday, December 21st, to benefit the Holy Apostle Soup Kitchen. Broadway Kids auditions for the Holiday Benefit Cabaret, benefiting True Colors United, on Saturday, December 19th at 5 p.m., and the Spotlight Kids lyrics for a cause tonight, December 18th at 6 p.m. So many wonderful holiday cabarets to give back during this season. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.